degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your career accelerator certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Anthony Gallison is the one to step in to lead off here in the top of the third. He got a base hit on his last at-bat. One of two Rafters to have a hit today. So Gallison out of Coastal Carolina from Colts Neck, New Jersey. He previously attended Elon before that. This year he appeared in 16 games with 7 starts and 30 at-bats. As Gallison check swings, did he fully come across and did for a strike 0-1. Scoreless here as we're in the top of the third. Each team with 2 hits. The Nock Spiders with an error. And Sengig hasn't recorded a strikeout yet. 0-1 count. Gallison will step in the right-hander. He's waiting for the umpire to write something down. No balls, a strike. Amar Sengig kicks, winds, and serves the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball into the third baseman. Serain fields it up in the glove. The throw across the diamond. He's on time. So Gallison grounds out. And now Ty Johnson, who got on base off of a fielder's choice last time he was up at bat. Gallison was thrown out at second, and Johnson was just able to get to first before the throw was made. So Ty Johnson batting a 316, and struck out 14 times, but has 9 RBIs. And Sengig deals in, but a dropped ball from Smith, the catcher, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. One down, top of the third. Sengig will set in, fire in, as the check swing didn't come across. That was just a bit high as the ball just grazed the left part of the zone, 2-0. Two oh count, one down. Sengig fires in, a swing and a ground ball that goes past the second baseman, and Nowitzki rolls in the right field, and Johnson will take first. So Ty Johnson recording the third hit for the Rafters. As Jack Passier, who grounded out on his last at bat, is due up. So Passier batting a 324 at a Pepperdine University. Hit an unbelievable, and Sengig deals it over on a pickoff attempt. But Johnson slides safe. Passier had an unbelievable season for the Pepperdine Wave, batting a 345. As first pitch comes in, for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike, one down. Amar Sengig fires the 0-1. Swing and a miss. That's thrown from Smith at second. But sliding in time for a stolen base was Ty Johnson. Johnson at second. 0-2 count. A successful stolen base from Ty Johnson, putting on the afterburners from first to second. 0-2 count. Sengig looks off and then serves in the 0-2. Swing and a miss down low for strike number three. So three straight strikes, and Jack Basir strikes out. Brendan Bobo is due up with two down. And Bobo, who flew out on his last at bat. So Bobo, eight RBIs for him. He had a three-run shot in the first game yesterday, and the day before that, in the second game against Wausau, he also had a three-run home run that came in the top of the sixth. Two down, Sengig fires as a swing, and a drive that drops right into center field. Rounding third is Johnson. The throw from Cooney is not there, and Johnson will get home. The Rafters strike first. They lead 1-0. So that's the ninth RBI from Brendan Bobo. So Johnson gets home from second. And a one-run RBI single from Brendan Bobo. Jack Gervich batting at 320. Who got a base hit on his last at-bat. The Rafters up to four hits. Sengig fires in a swing and a popped-up ball into the left field side, out of play, but running after it and making the grab is Travis Strickler. That's the third out, but the Rafters get a run off of a Brendan Bobo run RBI single that allows Johnson to get home. They lead 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the third here on WFH.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
To the bottom of the third we go as a ground ball was hit into Johnson, who literally fielded it in his glove, but as he was throwing it, he dropped the ball. So he commits an error and allows Serrain to get to first. So we return to the top of the order. And a rare error from the trustworthy player Ty Johnson. So Connor Cooney, who grounded out on his last at bat, is due up. Rafters lead 1-0. Connor Cooney out of the College of Holy Cross. He swings and grounds the ball into Johnson. He reaches out, makes an excellent play, flips it over to second in time. And wow, what a play from Johnson. Slides, reaches, and underhands it over to DeGotti. After he commits an error, makes an unbelievable play just like that. So Serrain gets out at second, but Cooney will take first. So one down. What a play there from Johnson. So now Luke Nowitzki will step in. He'll ground it out on his last at bat. As pitch comes in for a strike. Oh, and one. No balls, a strike, one down. Cooney at first as the pickoff attempt. And Cooney slides into the bag. Count remains at 0-1. Ty Johnson making an unbelievable play. As the 0-1 comes in, swinging a popped up ball out on the right field side, out of play. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down. Rafters looking to continue to make plays. The 0-2 comes in way inside, and backing away was Nowitzki. 4-1-2. 1-2, one down. At first is Cooney. Rafters about hit the Ducks Spiders 4-2, and the check over at first, and Cooney sliding head first into the bag. 1-2 count. Rosenkrantz deals in. Looks and serves the 1-2, swinging on a ground ball that stays just foul on the third base line. For a second, that looked like that was going to be fair. So Nowitzki will head back towards home plate now. He was on his horse, ready to take first. 1-2 count. One down. Here in the bottom of the third. Jacob Rosenkrantz has one strikeout today. He struck out Peterson as he checks over at first, and Basir late to the tag. Cooney sliding at the bag. 1-2. 1-2. Rosenkrantz once again throws it at first. And Cooney at the bag. He's really pushing him towards first. Knowing he's in the leadoff position, knowing he can steal. Rosenkrantz has an eye on him. The 1-2. Swinging a popped ground ball that stays on the second base line. Throws it to Johnson over to first to Basir for a double play. Johnson throws it to Degatti. He steps over and throws it at first. Johnson making plays as we head to the top of the fourth inning here on WFH.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe. If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Three innings down, and we're here in the top of the fourth inning as Logan Hugo is set to lead off. So an excellent play there from Ty Johnson. Reached out, got one out, and then he was part of the double play. It was a 4-6-3 double play as Hugo, who was walked on his last at-bat, sets in and sees a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Sengig fires just below the zone. 4-ball, 2-0. Rafters lead 1-0. Sengig with one strikeout has allowed 4 hits and a run. As he sets and serves down low, but finds the zone for a 2-1 count. 2 balls, a strike. Logan Hugo walked on his last at bat. He's at 5 RBIs, batting at 241. The 2-1 clips the right edge and finds the inside of the zone. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Sengig shakes it off. Now he likes it. The slow wind up and serve. The 2-2 inside. And the check swing, did he fully come across? Did not. For a full count. Some lively fans here in front of me disagree with that call, but that was way upstairs. It didn't look like Hugo fully came around. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Sengig, the payoff. Swinging a bouncer that just bounces away out on the left field line. Fouled off. So full count once again. Logan Hugo will step in, the right-hander. Sengig, the 3-2. Swing and a miss outside for strike number 3. And out number 1, Hugo just reached for it out on the right edge, but was caught a little bit late. So Shane Taylor is due up. That's Sengig's second strikeout of the game. So one down, Shane Taylor, who flew out on his last at-bat, is up. He's 0-1. Had a solo home run yesterday in Green Bay in the second game of the doubleheader in the top of the second inning. As first pitch comes in, and a breaking ball just outside, left of the zone for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count. Shane Taylor will step in again. Sengig sets, fires in the 1-0, and just above the zone for a ball. 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes, 1 down. The 2-0 inside of the zone for a ball, 3-0. 3-0 count. Rafters have out hit the Dock Spiders 4-2. Sengig once again serves the 3-0. Inside of the zone for a strike, and Taylor was ready to take first as he thought it was ball number 4. But the umpire made sure he heard that. 3-1. 1 down, the 3-1. Sengig up and away for ball number 4. So Shane Taylor will take first, and that puts a runner on with 1 down here in the top of the 4th. So Hogan Haligzo, who reached out first off of an error from the shortstop. It's the only error for the Dock Spiders, and it came at the hands of Jack Gorman. 1 down, Taylor at first. Omar Sengig once again serves in, finds the zone for a strike. He's ahead in the count 0-1. No balls, a strike. Taylor leads off at first. The 0-1. Breaking ball up inside of the zone. Pushed away for a ball. 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Hogan Haligzo batting a 300 with 2 RBIs. One of 3 catchers on this Rafters roster. The 1-1. Swing and a miss outside. Trying to steal second in time is Taylor, and he gets tagged out. Throw from Smith over to Nowitzki. And Taylor unsuccessful on the stolen base attempts. That's two down. A 1-2 count. Shane Taylor just a little bit short. Excellent throw from the catcher, Smith. Two down. The 1-2. Way inside, backing away, is Holixo. Two balls and two strikes. So deuces across the board. Rafters have out hit Fond du Lac 4-2. The 2-2 outside of the zone for a ball. So two straight balls for Holixo. He's been disciplined up at the plate. 3-2 count. Sengig winds and serves the 3-2. Down low, an ankle-high ball comes in for ball number four. So the second walk of the game. Back-to-back walks for Sengig. So this brings up Jorge Degatti, who grounded out to second on his last at-bat. 0-for-1 today. Two down, top of the fourth. Sengig serves in and clips the right edge, finds the zone for a strike. 0-1. The 0-1 comes in, up and away, but just outside for a swing and a miss. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 swinging a ground ball that goes in between first and second. Rolls it into right field as Jorge Degatti acquiring the Rafters' fifth hit of the game. So 0-2 count, advancing the second was Holixo. So two runners on, and return to the top of the order. Anthony Gallison is due up, so Sengig on the mound, and Douglas Coe having a word with the umpire. But how about that? The Rafters lead 1-0 off of an RBI single from Brendan Bobo. But just when you thought the inning was over, as Holixo had a 1-2 count, saw three straight balls, and then Jorge Degatti pulls the ball into right field. So Degatti at first, Holixo at second, and the umpires having a word with each other on the left part of the infield. Wonder what they could be discussing. So, just having a word with each other. Two runners on. Anthony Gallison here at the top of the order. 1-for-2 today with a base hit and ground out to third. So Sengig throwing the ball in his hand, just waiting the umpire signal. He'll come set. Rafters a runner in scoring position. Two down. Sengig fires in and throws in a breaking ball right down in the middle of the zone for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Two down. Amar Sengig. Two strikeouts today. The 0-1 up and away outside of the zone. Four ball, 1-1. 1-1 count. Degatti at first. Holixo at second. The 1-1. Swinging a ball pulled out. Fouled off on the right side. 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Two down. Doc Spiders not looking to add, to allow the Rafters to add to their lead. The 1-2. Swing and a shot pulled out on the right side, out of play. 1-2 still. One ball, two strikes, two down. One One and two count. Sengig will look in. He likes to pitch. Kicks, winds, and flings it. The 1-2. Grounded out on the right side. So Gallison staying alive here at 1-2. It's been 2 outs for quite a bit. Haligzo had a 1-2 count. Saw 3 straight balls. And he took first. Degatti then got a base hit after that. So 2 runners on, 2 down, 1-2 count. Sengig out of College Station, Texas. Plays for University of Texas, Dallas. The 1-2. Swing and a miss down low for strike number 3. So Gallison strikes out. The Raptors can't cash in any of the hits, so we head to the bottom of the fourth. Raptors still lead 1-0. We'll be back here in a moment on WFH.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth, we go as Travis Strickler is set to lead off. So Strickler, Dieters, and Heinzen are due up. Strickler got a base hit on his last at-bat, he got to second on his last at-bat as he lined the ball into right center field. As Rosencrantz sets in and throws for a ball, 1-0. Raptors still lead 1-0. They've out-hit the Dock Spiders 5-2. Each team with an error. 1-0 count. Rosencrantz serves the 1-0, swinging a ball pulled out right side into the dugout of the Raptors. So 1-1 count. A ball and a strike. Rosencrantz deals in as Strickler pulls a ball back away behind home plate. Rosencrantz is allowed 2 hits and he's at a strikeout. 1-2 count. So Travis Strickler batting a 317 with 8 RBIs. Rosencrantz, the 1-2. Swing and a shot. Hit to deep right center field. Heading back towards the wall. But that comes actually way under. And making the grab is Bobo. So Bobo gets the fly out. So Teddy Dieters is due up, got a base hit on his last at-bat. Strickler and Dieters, the only two Dock Spiders to get a hit today. So Teddy Dieters at Xavier University batting a 361. He's also had 8 RBI, so he's had an impressive performance up at the plate as the breaking ball comes right down the plate for a strike 0-1. Bottom of the fourth, Rafters lead 1-0. They're able to get a run in the third off of a Bobo RBI single that sent Johnson home as the 0-1 comes in for a strike 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down. Bobo able to receive the fly out. The 0-2 swinging a fly ball into left field, and running after it is Anthony Gallison. Reaches out, makes a grab for two down. So no ball, so two down for the Raptors. As Jared Hines and his due up out of the University of Wisconsin Parkside. Grounded out on his last at bat. One down here for the Raptors. Two down for the Raptors, excuse me. As Rosencrantz sets and serves inside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two down. The 1-0 comes in, swinging a foul tipped backside. 1-1. So a ball and a strike, two down. For the Raptors, looking to have a 3-up and 3-down inning. And looking to go 1-2-3. Heinzen batting a 242, 7 RBIs. Rosencrantz, the 1-1, swing and a miss down low on a breaking ball. 1-2. So a ball and two strikes. Rosencrantz looks in, fires the 1-2. Curveball outside of the zone for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. The 2-2. Swinging a line drive that goes into the left field. Drops on a one-hop bounce before Gallison can get to it. And the third hit of the game. It belongs to Jared Heinzen, who will take first. So Peterson is due up. Jack Peterson out of Trinity University. And the only strikeout of the game for Jacob Rosencrantz came on him earlier in this game. Two down. At first is Heinzen. Rosencrantz again is swinging a miss inside for Peterson. He's down on the count 0-1. No balls, a strike. Heinzen stands at first. The 0-1 down low below the zone for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Rats looking to get out of this inning. Rosencrantz, the 1-1, has a bunt that stays fair. Coming out is Haligzo, the throw at first. Does he get him? And does. For the third out, we head to the top of the fifth inning. Raptors lead 1-0. We'll be back in a moment on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning we go as the Rats lead 1-0 over the Dock Spiders. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. And Ty Johnson is leading off. He was able to get on base both times. The first time he got on base off of a fielder's choice that threw Gallison out at second. And also he got a base hit on his last at bat. So Johnson will step in. The left-hander on Sengig. Johnson batting at 313. Sengig sets and fires down below the zone. 1-0. So 1-0 count. Rafters are about hit. The Dock Spiders 5-2. The 1-0 finds the zone for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Amar Sengig with three strikeouts today. Looking to make it number four. The 1-1 comes in. Johnson swings and grounds a ball that goes past Nowitzki at second. Rolls into right field. And Ty Johnson back-to-back hits for him. So Johnson at first. And the Rafters is up to six hits now. And Jack Passier is due up. 0-2 today with a ground out and a strikeout. So at first stands Johnson. Sengig fires in and throws outside of the zone. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Nobody down. Johnson the leadoff at first, and Sengig throws now and checks him at first, but Johnson gets back towards the bag. 1-0 count. The 1-0 comes in as a swing and a bouncer that just pulls foul on the third base line. Four strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. At first, a Clinton Community College alum who will be playing his collegiate ball at Baylor next season. The 1-1, Basir swings and drives the ball into left center field, heading back towards the wall. It rolls on a one-hop bounce before the warning track. Rounding third is Johnson. He's heading for home, and the Rafters double their lead here in the top of the fifth. Basir to second. And Jack Basir, his 11th RBI of the season. So going 0-2. And his third time up at bat, he makes it known. So Basir now at second. And now Douglas Coe, the field manager, having a word with this pitcher. Sengig's day looks like it could be done, and it is. So Amar Sengig allowed seven hits, two runs, three walks, and three strikeouts. So pitching change in store for the Dock Spiners, but Jack Basir absolutely lines a ball into left center. Allows Johnson to get home from first. So we're going to have a word on who this pitcher is in a moment. As it looks to be number 31, Mason Weckler at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, and the rising sophomore from Poplar Grove, Illinois. Plays his collegiate ball with his fellow pitchers on the Rafters, Sidney Ferry and Nick Paulson. So once again, we see teammates on opposite teams here in the Northwoods League. So Weckler, the rising sophomore, getting work on the mound right now. He's appeared in two games with 1 2/3 innings pitched, allowing a hit, 2 walks, and a strikeout. So not much work for him, only on 9 batters faced. And he's getting the warm-up now. But the Rafters, a big, big hit there from Jack Passier, which allowed Ty Johnson to get home from first. He was off to the race as soon as Passier sent that ball in the left center. And Jack Passier, a one-run RBI double for him, getting up to 11 RBIs on the season. Time and time again, he comes up when you need it. So the Rafters get another run here in the top of the fifth. Nobody down. They lead 2-0. They've out-hit the Dock Spiders 7-3. And Mason Weckler still getting warmed up. He appeared against the Kenosha Kingfish back on June the 16th and then Madison on June the 19th. When he only appeared in 2/3 of an inning, allowing a hit. So Brendan Bobo is due up. Bobo 1-for-2 today. Had a one-run RBI single, which allowed Johnson to get home. So Ty Johnson has gotten home twice today. So Bobo will step in on Weckler. Weckler fires in the first pitch, and Bobo has to back away just barely. And that looked like that could have grazed his left hip. Comes in for a ball, 1-0. Johnson at second. Nobody down. Excuse me, Passier at second. Nobody down. The 1-0 comes up and away. 2 balls, no strikes. 2-0 count. Weckler looks off at second. Passier, the big lead off the 2-0. And a breaking ball comes right down the plate for a strike, 2-1. 2-1 count. Brendan Bobo, 1-for-2 today. Flew out. Had that RBI single. The 2-1 from Weckler inside in the check swing. Didn't come across for a ball. 3-1. 3-1 count. Now for Bobo. On the verge of getting on base once again. Weckler looks in at second. Will come set. Fires the 3-1. Swing and a miss on a curveball. Right down Main Street, 3-2. So Brendan Bobo, the team MVP last season, batted a .298, 61 hits, 56 RBIs, and 17 home runs. Led the league in home runs. He already has 2 this season. The full count. Swing and Bobo pulls the ball out on the right field side as first base coach Josh Nikoloff just had a duck away as he's looking back towards the dugout and smiling because that nearly was coming right for his head. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Weckler shakes it off. What comes at? Looks at second, fires the payoff way down low for ball number 4. So Bobo will take first. And that leaves Passier on second, and Jack Gervich is due up. So Gervich got a base hit on his last at bat. He's 1-for-2 today. So Mason Weckler, still on the mound, only has 1 batter faced and walked. Rafters lead 2-0, top of the 5th inning. Weckler will come set. Fires in outside for a ball, 1-0. One out count, 2 runners on for the Rafters. The 1-0, Gervich hooks the ball on the right field line out of play, 1-1. One ball and one strike. Rafter's up to seven hits. And we're not even through five innings. Gervich, the left-hander with the bat on his shoulder. Weckler fires in as Gervich swings and flies a ball into right field. And reaching out and making the grab is Peterson. And he chucks it over to second. But Basir was not going to take third. He tagged up. One down. Logan Hugo, who's 0 for 1 today, was walked and struck out swinging. He's due up. So one down. Bobo at first, Basir at second. Mason Weckler will come set. Looks in and fires, and that hits the left shoulder of Hugo, and Hugo will take first. So Hugo hit by the pitch, he'll take first. Bobo at second, and Basir at third. One down, and Shane Taylor is up. So Taylor, he's 0 for 1 today. Flew out, and also was walked. At first is Hugo, second Bobo, and third is Basir. Bases juice once again as Weckler clips the inside edge of the zone, finds a strike on one. No balls, one strike. Taylor hit a solo home run in the second game of the doubleheader yesterday, the 0-1. Taylor swings and fouls one off of the inside of the bat. 0-2 now. Rafters right on the cusp of adding to their lead here. They lead 2-0 with the bases loaded and only one out. If Taylor gets anything on this ball, and if the Dock Spiders don't get a double play, at least one run is scoring. One down, the 0-2, up and out of the zone for a ball, 1-2, ball and two strikes. One down. The 1-2 comes up and away, just clips upstairs for a ball, 2-2. 2-2 count, so Taylor, who is down 0-2, has seen two straight balls. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The 2-2 comes upstairs out of the zone for a ball. So three straight balls for Shane Taylor. If he sees one more ball, Basir's going to get home from third. Bases loaded, one down. Count runs full as the payoff comes up and away for ball number four. So Basir will get home, and the Rafters add to their lead 3-0. Taylor will take first, Hugo at second, now Brendan Bobo at third. Hogan Eligso is due up, 0 for 1 today. Was able to get on base twice, though, as the infield having a word, and they step on the mound. Is Mason Weckler's day done? As he's coach coming out and just making sure players are all on the same page here. So a big walk for Shane Taylor. Was down 0-2 and then saw four straight balls, which allowed him to get to first. One down, top of the fifth. Rafters lead 3-0. Hogan Eligso. A Creighton Blue Jay. Slotted in at catcher. Weckler fires in as Eligso hooks the ball out on the right field side. Out of play. 0-1. So Raptors have done well to just play their best game against teams that are hot. I mean, you look at Green Bay yesterday before coming to their doubleheader. They won 8 of their past 9. As the 0-1 comes in, curveball down low in the zone for ball 1-1. And then today, the Dock Spiders right now have won 4 of their past 5. But the Raptors are up 3-0. The 1-1. Oligzo slices a ball out of play. 1-2. So Hogan Oligzo working the count, staying alive. Bases juiced once again. At first is Taylor. At second is Hugo. And at third is Bobo. Weckler serves in the 1-2. And once again, Oligzo deems it foul. So Mason Weckler not recorded a strikeout. Gave up a run, which allowed a walk. So a walked RBI. As the 1-2, once again, Oligzo. Same hit, same result. Pulls it away, fouled off. One and two count. Weckler likes the pitch. He'll come set. Kick and serve the 1-2 outside of the zone for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Raptors trying to add to their lead. They've already gotten 2 runs here in the top of the 5th. The 2-2. Oligzo swings and lines a drive into Gorman, into the glove. And he reaches out and makes the grab. Excellent play there from Gorman. Wow. So Oligzo lines out. As Gorman, that ball was sailing right towards the ground. Gorman must have caught that right before it hit the ground. So Jorge Degatti is due up. 1-for-2 today. 2 down. Got a base hit on his last at bat. Still the base is loaded. Mason Weckler looks and serves in as Degatti sees a strike right down the plate. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. Raptors 7 hits to the Dock Spiders 3. Each team with an error. The 0-1 comes in as a swing and a towering fly ball into shallow center. Reaching out and making the grab is Nowitzki for the 3rd out. So the Raptors get 2 runs as they add to their lead. As we head to the bottom of the 5th inning, Raptors lead 3-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, 2 different times, 1 fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth, we go as the Rats lead 3-0 over the Dock Spiders. And on the mound, a pitching change in store as Logan Schulfer will step in. So Rosencrantz's day is done. He's had a strikeout, allowing 3 hits on 44 pitches. So Logan Schulfer out of Ball State, who's had a 1-0 record with 2 games appeared in, 6 innings pitched, 3 hits allowed with 1 run, and he's also had 10 strikeouts. So that's pretty good. I mean, he's a guy that's a returning Rafter, appeared in 13 games last season, had a 7-1 record with 41 strikeouts. So Schulfer on the mound now, as this brings up Jack Gorman. Logan Schulfer out of Ball State and from Plover, Wisconsin. So he's a local kid as he throws down for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Schulfer will come set. Look in, serve the 0-1. Swing and a miss inside. For a strike, 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. Schulfer ahead of the count. The 0-2 outside and away for a ball. 1-2. 1-2 strikes. Schulfer, the 1-2. Down low for a check swing and a ball, 2-2. Gorman, who's 0-1 today, flew out to center in his last at bat. Schulfer, the 2-2, swinging a ground ball into Taylor, fields it up in the glove, and the throw over to first is on time for 1 down. So a routine play there for Shane Taylor. And 1 down. Paul Smith is due up. So Smith, out of Rice University, who flew out to the third baseman in Taylor on his last at bat. 1 down. Schulfer sets in and throws in for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Rafters lead 3-0 as the 0-1 once again grazes the left edge of the zone and finds a strike, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. The 0-2 fouled off on the backside. Count remains at 0-2, 1 down. Logan Schulfer, a Ball State Cardinal. The 0-2, up and away for a ball. 1-2. So 1-2 count. Raptors have out-hit the Dock Spiders 7-3. The 1-2 comes up and away for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, and 1 down. Schulfer looks in. And here's the windup. And the 2-2 up and away for a ball. Full count now. So 3 straight balls from Logan. And the count runs at 3-2. 1 down, 3 balls, 2 strikes. The 3-2, way down low for ball number 4. So after Schulfer was ahead in the count on 2, he throws 4 straight balls, which allows Smith to get to first. So Jake Serrain is due up. Got on base off of an error on his last at bat. So Schulfer looks over at first. And the pitch comes in, swing and a miss inside. For a strike, 0-1.